Hello and welcome to the Sales Technology Training Program. This is Rick Cooper. Thanks for joining. I'm glad that you're with me. Today we're going to be talking about a great topic. In fact, we're starting the program again today at Module 1. Last week you might have joined us and participated in while we were doing a group sales training. That was a bonus call that we did. And then today we resume back with Module number 1. And so our topic today is on social media prospecting. So I've got a lot of great ideas to share with you. I've got some new insights from the last time that I offered this call, roughly 12 to 13 weeks ago. And so I've got some great information to share around that today. The call will include 30 minutes of content and 30 minutes of Q&A. We might wrap up the call a few minutes early, depending on how much Q&A we have. You can check your email for a copy of the notes from today's call. And to ask a question or to share a win, you can send me an email at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com, rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. And a great place to be on the internet during the call is out in our Facebook group. We have a private Facebook group for the Sales Technology Training Program. You can find that by clicking on the link in the email message. You can also just type in Sales Technology Training Program into the Facebook search. And once you find it, I do recommend that you add it into your favorites on Facebook to make it easy to find. A couple quick announcements here. One, I wanted to share that one quick, or not quick, but one change that I've had recently. For the last 6 months, I've been director of the Technology Services Division for Eric Lofholm International. And as of Friday, my role has changed. I'm working independently as a business owner again, but I'll still be partnering with Eric and supporting the programs that I launched, which include the Sales Technology Training Program, the Facebook Marketing Program, and also the Technology Mastermind Program. And so I'll still be using the brand of Sales Tech Systems and have the website out there at salestechsystems.com, but I'll be making a few changes and edits over time. And I do have other programs that I offer through my business, Social Media Outcomes. And so as time goes on, I'll be announcing more details about that. I'll be continuing to offer a lot of great trainings. I just finished up a great run of, I think, about 15 webinars in a row. I did like 15 webinars in 15 business days. I was going to do 20, but I decided to call it off with the recent change as of Friday. And so I'm actually using the time this week to play catch-up and work on getting some videos out from some of the webinars that I did. So I've got a little bit of cleanup to do, and I've got client projects that I'm working on this week. So rather than push all the way through the goal, I just decided to pull back from that. And also had an interview series that I was planning for next week that I'm going to shift out. I'm thinking about pushing it out about a month or two to give me some more time to plan that as well. So, what you can expect from the Sales Technology Training Program is that I will continue to run this program. I've got great content and information to share. And as we go on over time, you know, I will continue to find ways to add value for through this program. So I want to thank you for being a member of the Sales Technology Training Program and for participating. My second announcement is I have a free teleseminar that's coming up this Friday. And I thought I changed it up since I've done so many webinars lately. I thought I would do one on do a teleseminar. And the topic is on 10 business lessons learned over 10 years. I first launched my own business back in May 3rd of 2003. And so I celebrated 11 years in business back in May. And so now I have a call that I'm doing just to share some of those lessons learned over the years. So I'll be sharing 10 business lessons learned over 10 years, and I'll probably add a few other lessons into it as well for good measure. I just shared the link out in the Facebook Facebook group, so you can pop out there and go check it out. But 10 business lessons learned over 10 years, go to socialmediaoutcomes.com/10lessons. 10 lessons. That's what the number 10, L-E-S-S-O-N-S. Let's see. So a couple other thoughts. The Sales Technology Training Program is a 12-week program that's designed to help you implement systems online to generate leads and earn sales. You can also access content for these calls. Go out and access the audio recordings out on the membership page. And you can find that link by reading the email message that I send out. That has the link to go out and get access to that. And I encourage you periodically to go back and listen to those. Think of the membership page as a library of content. So if you have a particular topic that you want to learn, go out there and listen to that particular audio recording. All right, well, let's dive into our topic for today. Today I'm going to be talking about social media prospecting. So first of all, let's just start off with, actually before I even get started here, maybe I should set a comment goal. Let's just start off today with a goal of 30 comments, and we'll see how far we get there. So what is prospecting? I see the act of prospecting as reaching out and making a personal connection with people. So as opposed to something which is more mass marketing like email marketing where you're sharing information with a broad audience, you know, sending a message to your full list or posting a message out on Facebook on your personal page so that everybody can see it. Prospecting is more of a one-on-one activity, reaching out individually, connecting, developing a relationship, and you know, seeing if there's a basis or a need to follow up for a sale. See if there's a need for someone to have your product or your program or your service. Now, social media prospecting is the act of reaching out and making personal connections with people, oftentimes through private messages. Now, one thing I want to note here, and I mentioned that, you know, I've mentioned before, social media changes all the time. And so you have to be aware of what people's habits are and what they're doing and knowing how those habits are changing over time. So Facebook messaging has been very popular, and it's been a great way to be able to connect with people individually. And lately, there's a change underway which could affect your ability to reach people through Facebook messaging. Facebook has an app for mobile phones, Facebook Messenger, and in the past it's been optional as to whether people needed to download and use that, but Facebook is moving toward having that as be the primary means of being able to send Facebook messages through a mobile device. The challenge is that when people register through the application, it's asking for permissions to a lot of stuff that some people find objectionable from a privacy standpoint. And so what's happening now is that some people are resisting and some people are even, you know, just removing themselves from the Facebook Messenger. So what's going to happen is that if you're sending people messages on Facebook, in the past you'd be able to reach them directly through their mobile device. And now you might only be able to reach them when they're on their computer, which for a lot of people, you know, that could be a lag time of, you know, 8, 10, 12 hours. And so what used to be a very convenient tool in terms of being able to reach out and communicate may suddenly disappear. And you know, what I found is that when people tend to be overwhelmed by communications, they don't tend to respond. And so, you know, when people are just dealing with one message at a time coming in, it's easy. But when you've, you know, been, you know, out, you know, on your mobile device all day long, and then you get back and you check your computer and there's, you know, 10 people sending private messages to you, suddenly it feels a little bit overwhelming. So I'm just thinking that over time we might see that people are, I wouldn't say necessarily moving away from messaging on Facebook, but I'm just going to say that there may be a little bit more of a lag time in people responding, which is too bad. But I think that's a trend with technology companies as they're trying to get more and more, you know, access to information through mobile devices. And I think that's going to end up working against them. You know, it's kind of being too greedy with trying to get access to information. And so I've seen a number of people say, I'm not going to use it. I've uninstalled this app. And so, you know, that's just something to be aware of. But that's an impact of technology. That's an impact of what's going on. And so strategies change periodically. And so you need to be aware of what's going on and then make adjustments to it. Now, social media itself is here to stay. It's not going away. It's not a passing fad. Be where your customers are in social media. That's a quote from Lori Ruff. Now, let me share three keys here to social media prospecting. You might want to jot these down in your notes. Three keys to social media prospecting. First of all, focus on developing relationships first. You know, social media is a little bit like going to a networking event. If you've ever gone to a networking event and then met somebody there, then the focus of that first initial meeting is usually just to make an acquaintance. It's just to meet them. And so at that point, you're not really intending to automatically go for the business. You really just want to reach out, make the connection, and you want to explore the opportunity about working with them. Is this something where they're going to, you know, benefit from working with you? Number two, the second key to social media prospecting, be systematic in your follow-up. And this is a really key piece, and this is a piece that a lot of people miss out on. You need to be systematic. And, you know, this is great for those of you who are detail-oriented, where you can set up a system and then follow it. For others, you know, who just like to work more intuitively, then, you know, what I found with social media is that people end up just reaching out and talking to the same people over and over. And so part of what you have to do is you have to think about all the people that you're connected to. Now, let me give you a little tip here. One of the ways to – see, here's the thing. Like, I have over 4,000 friends right now on Facebook, and that's a lot of people. And so I'm connected to a lot of people I don't even know. They don't ever like comments on my page. They don't – or posts. They don't comment on posts. I don't see them in my news feed, and so I don't even know I'm there – or know they're there. So one of the ways that I can consistently find who I'm connected to is by taking a look to see who's having a birthday on that day. Because if you just did this one strategy, like every day go out and see who's having a birthday. Like for me today, there were about 12 birthdays. So when you have 4,000 friends, you know, every day a lot of people are having birthdays. And so I go through and I type a message. I just say happy birthday and put the person's name. And that's it. You know, some people like to add photos and other things, you know, special messages. I just try to keep it simple. In fact, that's a key to any kind of marketing I've found, is to keep it simple. And something will be a lot more systematic and duplicatable if you keep it simple. So let me give you another idea to tie in with this. In order to be systematic, you really need to have a list of people to contact. And you can't just rely on Facebook to tell you who your friends are, because if you just go out to Facebook, you know, it'll take you forever to scroll through the list. And you can't really, you know, make notes or anything else inside Facebook related to their contact record. So how do you keep track of all the people that you're connected to? Well, a simple way to do that is to compile a list of your friends. So a technique that I often share with people is to use a spreadsheet to track information. So you can set up a list of Facebook friends. You can have a spreadsheet and then put your friends in there. So how do you go through and identify who your friends are to know who to follow up with consistently? Good question. Well, let's go back to the strategy I just shared with you, which is to look for birthdays. So what you can do is every day you can go in and see who's having a birthday. And then you can just type in the names of each of those people as well as links to their page. By the way, let me share a little advanced technique with you. This is just like a computer technique. You may already know this or you may not, but if you're going through the birthday list and it shows you the name of the person and their name is a hyperlink, and you could click and then go out to their page, so you could go there and then copy and paste the link. But a faster way to do it that'll save you time is, instead of clicking on the link, right at their name, what you do is you hit right click, and then there's an option there where it says copy link address. Now right now I'm in Google Chrome. It may be a little bit different within Firefox or Internet Explorer, but it should give you a way to copy that link, the website address. And once you copy that, then it gives you the opportunity to be able to then paste that into your spreadsheet. So the pieces of information that I compile for each Facebook friend is their birthday, like what is the actual date. Then I put, I put it in as their birth date for this year, because I don't know what year they were born. It might say like August 12th. So I don't know what year it is, so I just put August 12th, 2014 as the full date. And that makes it easy for me to go through, and then I can sort that column based on date. And then I put their name, and then I put the website address. And then here's the follow-up piece. So what you can do is in your spreadsheet then, you can keep track of who you're contacting. So each time you reach out and make contact with a person on that list, then you can add a little note there. Usually I'll put a little note, I'll put the date, and then I'll put something like sent FB message, short for Facebook, sent FB message. So then I can just look through my spreadsheet and I can see who I've contacted. And then I can see who I still need to contact. Now, here's the thing. When you're sending Facebook messages, what's going to end up happening is people are going to respond back to you. You send them a message, they respond back. So part of what you have to do is to go back through and then follow up with the people who are following up with you. And so if you want like a strategy, a technique for how to do this consistently over time, let me just share with you one idea. So every day you could go in and you could send five private messages to people. Now, if you have a larger list of friends, for instance, then send 10 messages a day. But you pretty much want to get through your full list in an entire year. So, for instance, let's try this real quick here. All right. So I have, let's just call it 4,100 friends divided by 365 days in the year is 11. So that makes sense. So like today when I had 12 birthdays, that was, that's the appropriate number. That's 11 to 12. That's what I see about every day in birthdays. So that's how many people I want to be sending out private messages to. Now, here's the thing. Don't send the private message on the day that somebody's having a birthday, because they'll probably never see it. It'll probably just disappear. What you want to do is you want to have a lag time. So as you're compiling your friends list, you're compiling it today. It's August 12th. So when do you want to be contacting the people from August 12th? Well, you could do, for instance, 30 days. So like 30 days later, like on September 12th, I would be contacting the people who had a birthday today. That's a technique that you can use. Because then every day you can just follow up, figure out, look for 11 people or just find the people who had birthday on a specific date and then send them messages. So take a look for how many friends you have and then just contact that many per day. So maybe it's 5, maybe it's 10, for me it's about 12, and then do that every day. And it's challenging. I don't always get to my messages in terms of sending them out, but I do have a system in place for it. And so I can go through as often as possible and just work through that system. Now, we'll talk a little bit later about what type of messages to do, but let me get on to key number three. Key number three to social media prospecting is to make a reasonable request at a reasonable time. Make a reasonable request at a reasonable time. That's a technique that I learned from Eric Lofholm. Now, let me give you an example of what not to do. So I get requests from people all the time through Facebook. They send a private message. There are maybe four or five paragraphs of information. They're talking all about their business and what they do, and it's too much information. That's too much information, and they're asking too much up front. They're not really taking time to try to qualify me first or find out if I'm interested. They're just kind of laying it all out there and then hoping that somebody will say yes to their business opportunity or whatever it is that they're offering. So here's the thing. Developing a relationship online is the same as developing a relationship offline. It's all about having conversations. It's all about reaching out, looking for ways to help. And so when you reach out, don't just reach out with a focus on, let me try to sell them something. Reach out with a focus on, let me try to learn more about this person and see if there might be some ways that we can help each other out. Now, who should you approach? Well, first of all, I recommend approaching everybody. I mean, there might be certain people that you don't want to contact, but, you know, why are you Facebook friends with them if you don't want to contact them? Now, just be aware, some of the people you're connected to might be friends and family, too. So, obviously, that is going to be a different message than if it's somebody who's business-related. But you might want to approach your ideal clients. You might want to approach joint venture partners. You might want to approach referral partners. And so while there's a value of kind of working your list, you know, just kind of going through day by day, there's also a value in identifying who are the key people who are on your list and approach them on a regular basis. You should also approach other referral partners, and you can also approach your clients too. So who are your existing clients? Reach out and contact them through Facebook. Maybe it's time to ask for a testimonial. Or maybe they've become inactive and now it's time to activate them. Now, when should you approach people? When should you send messages? Well, obviously, whenever you send them, people aren't going to get it until they actually, you know, open up their messages. And so if it's, you know, one of the nice things on a mobile phone is if they have the Facebook Messenger app, then a little chat head will open up and you'll see that person's picture right on the chat head. And so that gives you an idea of, you know, that, hey, they're here, they sent a message, and now you can respond back. But again, if it's through, if they're just going to be checking through the computer through Facebook, then they're not going to instantly see your message. And so they're going to respond whenever they respond. But some good times that you can approach people are midday. You can also approach people on evenings. And you can also, but probably not on weekends, depending on who it is that you're trying to reach. Sometimes people might not appreciate being contacted on weekends. Morning might be good at times as well. People tend to be busy in the mornings. I mean, really, any time is good because whenever you send the messages, people are going to see it whenever they see it, and then they're going to respond back or they're not going to respond. Now, how do you approach people? Well, I recommend that you approach people gradually. And so when you send, so first of all, before even sending a private message, let's say that you've just added somebody as a friend. Maybe you reached out to them, you found them somewhere in a Facebook group, and then you clicked and added them as a friend. So one of the first things to do would just be go out and interact with them on their page. Like a post. Comment on a post. If they have their Facebook page opened up to it, you could even post a message directly on it. You know, where it creates your own post on their page, and it would just be kind of a, you know, thanks for connecting type of message. And then at some point, maybe a couple days, a couple weeks later, then you reach out and send a private message and say, hey, just wanted to follow up, you know, glad to connect with you. You know, I enjoyed your post on such and such the other day, blah, blah, blah. And then just send a message out to them. Now, generally, when you send messages, I recommend that you keep them short and then end with a question. Always good if you can end with a question because then they have something to respond to. Because otherwise, they have to, like, make a comment on what you said. But if you ask them a question, then they can focus on just responding to that. Develop relationships first. So before you work on developing, you know, a business or, you know, approaching them about business, just focus on developing the relationship first. And, you know, periodically, you know, people share personal things. The more that you get connected to somebody individually, then, you know, it gets you connected to them emotionally. So if you can get to a point where, you know, somebody sharing something, you can just respond in, and sometimes just you're adding your 2 cents or your thought or thanking them or acknowledging them or recognizing them in some way. One of my friends posted a message out yesterday. He had created a graphic kind of speaking to the point about Robin Williams, who passed away recently, who was suffering from depression. And in this image that he created, he was speaking to the fact that he has suffered from that himself and that he's there as a friend for anyone who needs to talk. And so I felt compelled to put a comment in and just acknowledge him for having a big heart. And, you know, I think that draws us together emotionally when, you know, people post things like that and when you can respond to them. And so that's all about developing relationships. It goes back to that old saying that people do business with people they know, like, and trust. People do business with people they know, like, and trust. And so you might want to think about what you're doing to build trust and rapport with people, and think about what that looks like online, in the online space, because it's probably a little bit different. All right. Now, in a few minutes, I'm going to go out to the Facebook group and check out there, but let me just do a quick check-in. We have a goal today for 30 comments in the Facebook group, so let me see where we are. And when you go out to the page, look for the pinned post at the top of the page. Looks like we're up to about 20 comments, so great job. We're almost there at our goal, so keep going. And I can see Roy is posting out there, and Angie's posting out there, so great job. Okay. Now, all right, so what do you say? What do you say when you reach out and send a message to somebody? Well, first of all, when you're sending a private message, keep it brief, as I mentioned. Keep it brief and end with a question. The next suggestion that I have is don't just use the same script over and over. And the reason is Facebook is a computer system. And that computer system is looking for activity that it deems to be spam. And so if you are sending a private Facebook message to one person, and then if you copy that message and then paste it into another message to another person and just continue doing that, then Facebook's going to say this person is sending spam. Because to Facebook, just using the same script over and over is spam. So what you have to do is change it up a little bit. And so you can certainly copy and paste, but you want to make certain edits to it. Or if the message is short enough, then you can just kind of retype it and just kind of tweak it a little bit in your mind as you're typing. So you might have a couple different variations of it. And the other thing is I always start off with hi blank. I type their name in it, because then that gives me something that's unique for each message that I'm typing. I'm putting their name into it. And so the message, at least there's one word that's different, and then I can go through and tweak a few more words to change it up so that it's a unique new message. The other thing you can do is you could work from a couple different scripts. So you don't have to just use the same script. You could create a different one and then change that up a little bit. Now, so what do you do? You know, what are the next steps in the process? I think part of the process is having a plan. You need to have a plan for how to prospect people through social media. And let me just share an idea with you here. Ultimately, in order to be able to prospect people, you're probably going to have a conversation with them. You're going to have a conversation. And the trick is that you can only accomplish so much through social media. And at a certain point, you really need to talk to them in person to understand their needs and to see if there's a good fit. So what I would recommend is have a plan which tells you how long before you reach out to have a personal conversation with somebody. Is it 90 days? Is it 6 months? Is it 2 weeks? I think 90 days might be a good time frame because it gives you an opportunity to be in front of people on a regular basis. They say it takes 7 points of contact before people remember who you are and what you do, and even more in this age of social media. And so you really want to have a consistent amount of activity, likes, comments, shares, sending private messages, because before that, they're not really going to know who you are. You kind of want to have enough activity with somebody that at some point they say, who is this person? and they click and they go to your page and they click on the about page and they maybe click and take a look at your website. So if you're reaching out and contacting people often enough, then it sparks the curiosity in them, and then they wonder. And so it depends on how long it takes you to reach that point. And so if it's 90 days, then it's 90 days. But you need a plan for how to identify, who's reaching that 90 days that I've been contacting them. And then how are you going to make contact with them? What happens if you don't have a phone number for somebody? Sometimes people put their phone numbers on Facebook. Other people have their phone number on their website. And for others, you might have to ask for the phone number. And so you have to think about what can I share in a private message on Facebook that would encourage somebody to want to talk to me? So if you have a script, a message that will encourage people to want to talk to you, then you can make use of it. And that's going to help you to be able to get into action to start reaching out and having conversations by phone. So you want to be systematic in your social media marketing. You want to have a clear plan of action. You want to have a list. I shared with you earlier a strategy that you can develop a list. And so you want to be working from that list. You want to keep adding to that list. What happens when you add a new person? Add them to the list. What happens, if you follow this strategy for a year and add everybody based on birth dates, then what happens when you get into the second year? You keep going. Go back and double check. Make sure that, there's somebody that you didn't miss. Add them into the list. Keep compiling the list. By the way, you may also find as you go on over time that some of the people that you reach out to, you click to go visit their page, and they're no longer your friend. That does happen. Facebook friends come and go. Facebook friends come and go. And so you need to be able to, keep track of, who's here and who's gone, and follow up with the ones who are connected. It goes back to the statement, you probably heard this, work with the willing. Work with the willing. If somebody's unfriended you on Facebook, they're probably not willing. They probably don't want to hear from you. That's not to say that you don't reach out and contact them. Maybe they just didn't like your Facebook posts. It's funny. People have a short-term memory. And so if you noticed as you were going through your list that somebody had, that you were friends with before is no longer a friend, then it's like, well, what else can I do to reach out to them? Well, I could pick up the phone. I could just send a personal email if I have their email address. I could put something in the mail to them. And so there are other ways to be able to follow up and make contact over time. But for that to happen, you have to even know that they're gone. And if you don't keep track of who your friends are, how do you know who's gone? You don't. There have been applications before. I used to have an application called Unfriends. And it would go through and it would keep track of who had unfriended me on Facebook. And that was useful. It was always interesting to me to see when somebody unfriended me. It was like, oh, that's interesting. And Facebook frowned upon that, and so they ended up shutting down. So the only way that you would know if somebody had left is if you've compiled your own list, and then you're working your list, and then identified when you went to the page that they're no longer friends with you. As long as it wasn't you, I mean, you might unfriend people. So I recommend you keep track. When you identify somebody who unfriended you, make a note of it. When you identify somebody that, when you block someone or unfriend them, then make a note of that too. Because you might have a short-term memory too. And so you might go to somebody's page and go, oh, so-and-so, let me add him as a friend. Oops, you already unfriended them. Good idea to keep track of that. Now, another strategy that you can use, and actually before I get into this next strategy, let me just go out and visit the Facebook group. Let me pop out there and read some of the comments. Okay, let's see. A couple of initial comments from Roy, and then he says, training material archived on the membership site. Rick distinguishes one-on-one prospecting from mass prospecting and marketing methods such as email marketing. Angie says, be where your customers are in social media. Absolutely. Roy said, new Facebook privacy invasion controversy Rick is describing, and shares a link out to NBC News. Angie said, key number one, focus on building relationships first. And Angie says, be systematic in your follow-up. And it says, key number two, the key to any kind of marketing is to keep it simple. Keep it simple. Yeah, that's not to say that you can't use, you know, complex forms of marketing. You know, a lot of the most effective marketing strategies, you know, might be complicated. But ultimately, to be able to do something and do it time, you need to keep it simple. In fact, I sent out another email message out today to my list announcing the call on Friday on 10 business lessons in 10 years. And I've been consistently now for a couple weeks sending out email messages, almost one every day during weekdays. And there was a period of time earlier this year when I wasn't sending out that many email messages, and before that I was doing it consistently. And so what makes it easy to be able to send out email messages is keeping the messages short and simple. And so typically when I send out email messages, I just have one particular topic that I'm focused on sharing. And then I just work through to write the copy, and then I schedule and send it out. And so you might want to think about, you know, what techniques that you're using, and you know, what tends to be simple tends to be easy to do, and you're more likely to do it. And things that are complicated, have a lot of steps, oftentimes you just, you know, decide not to do them. You skip it, and you keep skipping it, and you don't come back to it. In fact, one of the things I did today was I recorded a video, and I hadn't done a video in a while, and so I recorded a video, and I posted it out on my Facebook page out at facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes, and then I shared that video out on my personal page. And if you didn't see the video, it was a Facebook marketing tip that I usually share only in my high-end coaching programs. It's about online privacy. And so look for the video on Facebook marketing tip to selectively share information and watch that. And, you know, it's kind of funny in that video. I've been seeing a lot of videos lately of people recording videos while they're in their car driving. And so I decided to do my version of that. I did a video of me in my car, but I was parked. I don't feel comfortable recording video while I'm driving, and so I decided not to do that. And I already got 4 shares on that video, which is pretty cool. And so, you know, but here's the thing. When I record the video, I keep it simple. A lot of people think everything you have to do online has to be professional. Like if you're going to do videos, you need to go hire a videographer and have professional videos created. But some of the most popular videos are just people recording videos on a camera. And so that's what I was using. I was using a mobile phone to record that video. So I want to encourage you to think about what strategies you can implement that are simple to do. Simple is repeatable. Simple is duplicatable. And, you know, take a look at all the different strategies out there. There are probably some things that you gravitate towards. Like for me, I love the email marketing. I love writing, and so that's easy to do. But I like doing other things as well. I like hosting live presentations. I like doing videos. You can't do everything all the time. In fact, one of the other things that I've identified I need to work on is my blog. I need to post some more content on my blog. So I'm going to start working on that, getting some more posts created and posted out to my site over at socialmediaoutcomes.com. And so you can expect to see more content. I'll be sharing more of that content over time. So, you know, as much as it pays to be systematic, sometimes if you fall off the wagon, if you stop doing something, you just need to get back on. You just need to get started back again and get going. Roy said, create a list of who you want to contact on social media. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, if you're using Facebook friends lists, you probably have already compiled a list of people. And so you can just systematically work through that list. you'll still probably need the spreadsheet idea to compile. So one idea is that as you're going through your list of friends and compiling your spreadsheet, then take a look to see what list you already have them on. Like I have one for entrepreneurs. And so if I were adding somebody into my spreadsheet, I could just have a column there and I could type in entrepreneur. Now realize that you can add a person to multiple lists, and so that can get a little bit complex, but you know, just try to keep it simple. You're not going to be able to get all of your the information you want to into the spreadsheet. So usually less is better. Angie said, can create Excel spreadsheet for friends, put name, birthday, and link. And she said, set goal to send 5 private messages a day from your list. Yeah, work that list and then send out those 5 messages a day, 5 or 10. Angie says, key number 3, ask a reasonable request in a reasonable amount of time. Yes, ask a reasonable request at a reasonable time. And so as you're reaching out and sending people private messages on Facebook, make sure that that request is reasonable. Roy said, Roy repeated the same thing, and then says, social media supports relationship building and tends and lends itself better to progressive selling than unsolicited advertising. Yeah, progressive selling, just advancing that relationship over time. And then Roy put 20-30, so meaning 20 comments out of 30 for our goal today. All right, let's see. Let me share a few more ideas, and then I'll come back and read more of the comments. Now, another technique is called cross-channel communication. Cross-channel communication. That's mixing up your social media communication with email and phone conversations. So if you're if you intend to call somebody by phone, then you could first send them a message on Facebook. You could send an email, and then you could make the phone call. So it's having multiple types of communication going to them. This is the power of sequential marketing. It's having a message coming at them systematically, step by step, but also it can be through multiple channels. And you know, here's the thing. Not everybody is going to pay attention to your messages from every method. And so some people are going to see your messages on social media. Some people might see your email. Some people are going to listen into a voicemail or get your phone call. And so if you become reliant too much on one method, like if Facebook marketing is the only thing you're doing, then you're probably only reaching a fraction, because there's probably a whole lot of people that aren't seeing what you're doing. And even just picking up the phone and calling them could make a difference. I was making calls about 2 weeks ago and working through my list, and I reached out to somebody and just had a quick conversation with them. And I didn't initially announce that that I was a trainer and that they had registered previously for webinars. So when I called, it initially felt to them like a cold call. And so we got off to the wrong foot. But I came to discover that this person was a POI, or a person of influence. And in fact, he had helped to found a number of different companies. And he's worked in the corporate world at Fortune 500 companies. And he was in the midst of vacation, and so didn't really want to chat then, but said contact him back in toward the end of the summer. So I've got a note in my system to reach out and contact him later on. And but here's the thing. I probably would have never reached him through social media. He has registered for some of my webinars, so he's responded to some of my email messages, you know, just by clicking and registering, but said he had never attended. So it wasn't really getting the full message. And so phone communication might be the only real way that I'll have contact with this person. So that's something to think about. Is that people often have a preferred channel of communication, or kind of their go-to communication. And for some people, that's phone. Some people, that's email. Some people, that's today's social media. So just keep that in mind. Each person is a little bit different. Now, another thing that can be very powerful on social media that can get people contacting you is to use a teaser. A teaser. So a teaser is where you share a message and it's enough to pique their curiosity, but you're not really sharing all the details with them. And so this could be an email, could be a phone call, could be a message on social media, but something that's going to grab their attention and get them to respond. And so think when you're writing about ways that will, you know, make people curious about what it is that you're sharing or get people to respond to you. Sometimes I'll post, like, I have a great report that I wrote on this topic. If you'd like a copy of it, send me a private message. And then I get a flood of people wanting that information. Now, that information is available out on the Internet, and they could go out and search and find it, but they haven't. And so just by posting a message out there and creating some curiosity, that's driving activity. That's part of social media prospecting. Brings people to you. You want to use strategies to attract people. And by the way, what's interesting is I think that with the timing of that message, I had actually been interviewed on a podcast prior to that, and that interview was released, and I had posted that message. And so I had people contacting me that were, you know, just meeting me for the first time, because on the podcast, of course, I mentioned my social media links, and so I had a bunch of new Facebook friends, you know, come in from listening to the podcast. Pretty powerful. All right, we've got about 10 minutes to go before the top of the hour. Let me just do a quick refresh again here. Okay, it looks like, wow, we're up to 40 comments. Great job. We blasted right through our goal. Oh, wait, sorry. That was prior week. We're up to 37. Okay, almost at 40. All right, scrolling down. Let's see. Angie says, keep message brief and end with a question. Yeah, it's a great tip for private messages. And Roy said, don't reuse scripts robotically on social media. Yeah, that will get you labeled as a spammer by Facebook. Angie said, need to have a plan when you reach out personally. Be consistent with your activity. Take 7+ interactions for them to remember you. Yeah, absolutely. You know, think about how you're going to get those touches in over time. Angie said, be systematic in your social media marketing. Keep growing your list. Yeah, you know, it's funny. Over the weekend, I lost a friend. I think I was at about 1421, and then I noticed on Monday I was at 1420. I have a feeling on Sundays I'll often post a kind of a spiritual message on there, and sometimes I'll have friends disappear because of that. And so, you know, it happens. You know, when you're, you know, I recommend that people be authentic in who they are out on social media. And so, you know, I post things that are going on in my life and, you know, share information that I believe in. And, you know, not everybody agrees with that. And that's okay. And so I dropped down to 1420. And then a little bit later on in the day, I checked my friend request, and I saw a number of people there. So I went through and I clicked and I approved them. And so then I went back up to 1423. So I started at 1421. I lost one, and then I gained four. Or three, and then now I'm back at, or now I'm up to 1423. Or excuse me, not 1423, 4123, 4,123 people. So, you know, even if you lose friends, you gain new ones in the process. As long as you're systematically posting and reaching out and connecting and delivering value and doing all those things, it's going to attract people to you over time. And also, if you're implementing online strategies, I mean, I don't know how many times I've said on a conference call, a teleseminar, or put in a message, you know, connect with me out on Facebook, either putting my business page or my personal page. By the way, you know, one strategy I'll mention here, I just recently resumed running some ads out on Facebook. In fact, let me just pop out there right now. I turned the ad off. I want to... I actually want to tweak the image that I have set for it. But I ran the image, and what Facebook is telling me is that I reached 594 people, and I got 5 page likes. And that cost me $3.21. So let me do the math on that there. So $3.21 divided by 5 likes is 64 cents per like. So if you're looking for ways to get more likes, running a Facebook ad might be a good way to do that. And that happened in a matter of a day. In a matter of a day, I ran that and got those 5 likes. So that's something to think about. Now, it's a good idea, though, to take a look and actually see who's liking your page and see if you're reaching the right audience. You might want to tweak your list. Angie said, work with the willing. Work with the willing. Roy said, schedule prospecting benchmarks and track your friending and your unfriending activity. It's a good idea to know who you've unfriended and also who's unfriending you if you discover that. It's a little more complicated. You have to be systematic in your approach to find that out. Roy said, simplicity increases the odds of implementation. Yeah, absolutely. The simpler it is to do, like if you've got like a system down for sending out email messages, like I, you know, email messages are pretty easy for me to do these days. You know, I have a particular formula that I use for writing emails. And so I just need to sit down. I need my topic. If I have some type of a call to action, I need to have that set up. And then I can just go, 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 get it written, edit it, schedule it, test it, and then send it out. But I can do the whole process in some cases in under an hour. You know, write the message, get it scheduled, test it, and then send it out. Sometimes it takes longer depending on what it is. You know, and honestly, the most difficult part is just coming up with the idea for the email. What's the topic? You know, what am I going to talk about? What's the angle? Am I promoting a teleseminar or webinar? Am I trying to, you know, encourage people to contact me? What is the particular strategy? And then from there, then I can just work on writing the message. And you can even reuse copy that you've used before. Angie said, look for video coming out. Focus on one topic. Yeah, you know, by the way, videos are a great technique that you can use in terms of attracting people. They're great for building trust and rapport. They're great for leading people to a next step. So think about how you can use more videos, and in particular, using them on social marketing too, social media as well. Angie says you can use Facebook lists. The same person can be in multiple lists. And by the way, keep your lists to maybe 5 to 10. I think I have over 40 lists, which is just too much. But try to keep it, you know, to a reasonable number. Roy said, cross-channel communication, mixing social media with email, phone, and other marketing channels. And also said, cross-channel can also include brick-and-mortar promotional and sales techniques and TV and video advertising. Excellent. Angie said, use the teaser approach, which creates curiosity and helps promote activity. Yeah, the teaser can be very powerful. Think about how you can incorporate that. In fact, I just wrote up an email today that I'm going to be sending out to a portion of my list. Probably won't reach you. It might. But the subject line was around, I think it says, Eric Lofholm's favorite Facebook marketing strategy. So it creates a little bit of curiosity. Well, what is Eric's favorite Facebook marketing strategy? Then they have to open it up to read it. Roy said that'd be cheating if we counted prior week comments. Yeah, exactly, on the list. Angie said, thanks for tag teaming comments, Roy Rasmussen. Roy said, I wonder if I can start charging per like. And Angie said, you can run a Facebook ad to get more likes. All right, perfect. Well, on that note, we're going to wrap up the call for today. So I want to thank you for joining me today. Hopefully you got a lot of great information while you're on the call today. I encourage you to join me next week. We've got another great topic coming up. Have a great week, and God bless.